All right. Moving into the very interesting halacha lemaisadik and very clear sugya of melechas libun, the malacha of bleaching on Shabbos. Okay. Just like our washing machines have three cycles to the regular washing machine, so too there are basically three categories of melechas libun that fall into the daraisa category. Our washing machines start with a soaking cycle. First you have the soaking cycle where basically it floods in a lot of water into it. Then, with the soap, it comes to the scrubbing cycle, where it scrubs out the stains out of there. It goes back and forth. That's the second cycle of the washing machine. And then moves into the last cycle after the clothes have been cleansed already. Then basically it goes into the spin cycle, which we would call schita, which is wringing out the clothes. Okay, those are the three really cycles. Those are the three categories of meleches libun. Again, so the Shulchan Aruch in terms of this definition is really out of order. Obviously the Shulchan Aruch is not out of order, but in terms of these three definitions, out of order. And therefore it deals really with category two, the rubbing part of Melechas Libun first, and that's going to be the topic of our first shiur in here of Melechas Libun. We will not get to the first category of soaking until the third shiur. That'll be next week's Maror Mekomos, of Shriya. Okay. Now, keeping that in mind, the three sections of Libun, the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud and Yir Aleph, categorized for us what is the Av Melacha and Tolda of Melechas Melabin. A Melabin and a Tzemer to Pishtan, O to Shani, V'chein Kol Ki Yotzibu Amimash Darkan Lis Labin Chayiv. Things that you normally whiten, then that would be Chayiv on Shabbos. And Yud Aleph says, HaMechabes Begadim, someone who cleans clothes, Harayu Toldas Melabin V'chayiv. But laundry, where you're not necessarily whitening, you're removing stains, let's say, you're through laundry, that is only the tolda of the malacha of malabi. So the Rambam clearly over here in Perek Tes, Melechas Shabbos categorized for us that the av malacha of melechas libun is only whitening or bleaching, versus the kibus, which is laundering, although it's still an issa d'araisa on Shabbos, is only a tolda. You should though look at Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Dal Daman Aleph, Dibur Masal Haisa Alav. Over there, Rashi says clearly also that Kibbutz is the Av Malacha. So, what are the Nafkamim that I don't know? But Rashi, there's a fundamental machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam whether Kibbutz is the Av Malacha of Libun or it is only a Tolda of Malibun. Okay, we are dealing primarily with this year in the second process of Melechas Libun, which is the process of Shichshuch or Shifshuf, rubbing out stains on Shabbos, or rubbing out dirt. We'll see soon the differences between these things. Now, obviously, the normal way to Shichshuch or Shifshuf, to rub out dirt from a garment on Shabbos, is to pour water or other cleansing agents and rub out the stain. That would clearly be the easiest way, and that would for sure be the malacha of malabin or kibbutz on Shabbos. What over here, the shaila we have to deal with, what if someone does shichshuch, but without the medium of water? Without using water, he does shichshuch to his garment. Is this the malacha of libun or not? And this is discussed over here in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Really starting from the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, the last couple words over there. Hamanayer talito v'shabis chayev chatas. Someone who shakes out his talis from dust, we'll see what is he shaking out, but if he shakes out his talis on Shabbos, he is chayev a chatas. Okay, so over here, we see over here, all he's doing is some type of shaking. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes Beferish in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosah, in Perek Tezvav Ha'ara Ayin Vav, he writes over there that any time we're dealing with shaking, the same thing would be a gentle rubbing. If you gently rub off whatever we're dealing with over here, would be equal to the case of shaking out your talus on Shabbos. However, we'll see later on a strong rubbing, brushing off with a much stronger way, that would be not what we're dealing with over here. That would be much more machmer. That would for sure be also like we'll see hopefully later on. Now, the Gemara says over here that a menar tal yisub shabbos is chayv chatas. You're chayv chatas even if you shake it out gently. So, what is going on over here? So, the Gemara goes on over here and discusses three categories of when this is really a chayv chatas. It says, v'lo amar nela b'chadz. This is only talking about when you're dealing with a new garment. Avol basiki leislam ba. But an old garment, there's no problem to shake it out. This is only when you're dealing with a black garment. When you're dealing with a lighter colored garments, that is not the malacha. Who decupied alayu? And the third tonight that adds over here is so long only if you are makpid. If you are not makpid, there's no hakpada, then also it would not be the malacha of menayar talisu on Shabbos. Although the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, understands this Gemara is a sugya of Makkah B'Patish Tikun Begadim, nevertheless, Rov Rishonim Rashi over here, Beferish, right here, in Dibur Masal Chayv Chattas, is Zehu Libuno, this is the Malacha of Libun, and that's the most Rishonim hold, and obviously that's the Shulchan Aruch holds over here, who brings this down in the Malachas of Simon Shin Beis, where it's dealing with the Malachas of Libun. So over here, we're discussing the Malacha of Libun here, shaking out a talus, Bepashtus. Bepashtus is the only ulcer when they're dealing with A, a black garment, B, a new garment, and three, when the person is makbid. We'll come back to that later on. Now, fundamentally, you have to understand what is the being menayer over here from his talus. What is he shaking off his talus when he's discussing over here? So over here, Rashi says in two words, a menayer taliso, mean ha'afar. He's brushing off dust from his jacket on Shabbos. That is what he's shaking off from his jacket. He is understanding, obviously, that one, just by shaking off the dust out of your jacket, one can be chayev on Shabbos for the malacha of Libun alone. Tosos, however, over here, in Divrei HaMinhag Taliso, says, HaMinhag Taliso, Perush Rach, we'll soon see that's not so pasha that it's really the Rach, Minatal Shalav. What's he shaking off? He's shaking off the dew that is on his jacket. Tahainu Kibus V'Libun Chayiv Chattas. This is Kibus and Libun, therefore it's Chayiv Chattas. The Kumta of Yosef, later on the Gemara brings down the case of Kumta of Rabbi Yosef, which is before that's talking about Tal. Therefore he says the whole sugya is talking about Tal. Aval b'niur mina afar, but if he was just a little bit of dust on your jacket, and that's what you're shaking out, could have perished a kunshus, ain nirash ye shayach libun. That is not shayach libun at all. And what seems to be the machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosas is the question that we started off over here. Is it shayach libun? Is it shayach the case of shishur, the second category of libun, when you're just doing an action of taking off dirt dust without the medium of water? That is bepashas the machlokas, and that's what the Ritva says beferish. Ritva says on our sugi over here on Kuf Mem Zayin, he says over here in Dibra Maschel Amr of Huna. So Amr Avuna Manar Talus is Shabbos Chayiv Chatas Per Rashi Seminar Mina Afer V'Havelei Toldu Dem Labein Uvetosos Hikshvu, and Tosos Kaisis though, Tosos Kaisis She'ein Malabein B'li Mayim O'Mashka. There's no even without blind mashka. Ulefi perusho sheminar min atal ukuvduv de umnesadur of Yosef de besamach. So we see beferish over here in the Rishonim. Machlokis Rashi and Tosos is it shayach libun when you're just shaking off your talus without using any liquid to help take it out. Okay. Now, Tosas mentioned that the Rach was in on his side in the Sugya, and he held it as also due, but we see Beferish in our Rach not like this. Sixth line from the top of the Rach on Daf Kufem Zayin Amlav, he says, Im yesh avak bebeged chada shachar umakbir alav. He says, Beferish, you're talking about avak. Avak, not tal. So therefore, some want to claim that the real Gersa in Tosas is not Rach. It should have been Rat, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, and not the Rach. We see the Farish over here that the Rach is on the side of Rashi in the Sugya, that there is the Malacha Libun of just shaking off even with dust. Nevertheless, even though the Rach is on the side of Rashi, Rov Rishonim Paskin like Tosas. Rov Rishonim pass like Tosus that our sugi is dealing with towel, and without water there is no malacha of libud. And even on the parish of Rashi, we have a very, very big question that is brought down by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilin Hashas in both Dafkuf Mem Zayin and Dafkuf Mem Aleph asks the following question. The Gemara over here in Dafkuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom of the page, says, Amar of Kahani, teach al Gabi Bigdo, Mikasko Bifnime, Mikasko Mibuchus. Rabbi Kahana tells us that if you have some type of dirt on your beged, you're allowed to rub it, you're allowed to shake it off, if you use the inside of the beged. If you're shaking off from the inside of the beged, that's mutter, but not from the outside of the beged. So with some type of shinui, it's mutter to get off this dirt off your shirt. Why is this not libun? So Rashi pipes in. Rashi says, in Dira Masl mi bifnim, it's not muchach, it's not apparent over here that you're doing the malach of libun. And he says, and therefore, that at least drops it to Nisr Dorbonin. He says, umilabin mamish lohavin. It's for sure not the malach of malabin, de ein no sein shamayim. Because you're not using water over here. So Rashi says, beferish over here in the sugya and dafkuf mem aleph, that without the medium of water, without a liquid helping out to get off the dirt off your beged over here on Shabbos, is therefore not the malach of malabin. We see beferish over here, six dapim away from each other, the beferish stira within Rashi Mineo Bay, and therefore that is why Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilei Shas jumps in both places and points out the stira in both places without a teretz. He says, it's a tzarachian, it's not tzarachian gadol, but it's tzarachian, and therefore we have a mitzvah lefarish tibi Rashi, and not only the mitzvah to really understand the sugya and understand Allah lamaisa, we are going to need to explain how we're going to answer the stir in Rashi. So just like in Hilchas Tov, we're able to answer up Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, over here we have a little bit easier time. Because over here, it is beferish, both in the Shaar Tzion over here, in our Sugya and Shin Beis, in Os Mem Aleph, and also the same similar approach is brought down in the Sefer of Yesodi Yeshur and of Reb Felder, B'Shem the Chemdos Yisrael. And he says, if you look to over here, and a bunch of the guys, Baruch Hashem, were mitchaving before they saw this, to the Teretz, to the answer of the Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kash. Once again, that means you guys are learning the Sug as well. If you're able to answer Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kashas, and mitchaving to Shaar Tzions and Chemdos Yisraels, then you're doing something right. Keep it up. So over here, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, look inside. In Mem Aleph, he's dealing with here between Aleph and Zayin, which is talking about the difference in the Sugyas between Kuf Mem Zayin and Kuf Mem Aleph. He says over here in Mem Aleph, V'lo domi lomad mechayvim b'nayar talis chadashi unavak shalav l'shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is when you brush off the avak from your jacket, that is aser. Why? Because when you shake off your talis, that completely cleanses the beged, and that's its tikkun. And therefore, being in malacha malabim. Masha'en ken kan, when you're dealing with teeth, al gabe begodov, she'enu rak she'meser teeth, all you're doing is removing the outer layer of the teeth. V'roshem alich l'chadai nishar alav, we all know if you have a dirt splotch in your jacket or your shirt, and you take off that top layer, nevertheless, underneath it, what's left there is still a stain on your jacket. It's still a stain on your shirt, it's still going to be left something there. Therefore, v'aderech laviro, the only way to get off that bottom stain is al yidei mayim. Therefore, the only way to really remove a stain of teeth, the shal gabi b'godam on Shabbos, is through water. And with this mahalich, we get rid of the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Da'ainu, the Shaar Tzion and the Chemdos Yisrael saying like this, we have a fundamental difference between tit and avak. Okay? The sugya on Kuf Mem Zayin is, remember, what's the lashon? Menayar talis v'shabbos, Rashi says, mino afar, from some type of dust. That's really, you know, your jacket gets dusty, and when you shake it out, when you shake out that jacket, if the dust gets removed from it, you brush it off gently, that completely removes the dust from your jacket, and therefore that is its tikkun. And therefore it's done with, that's the malach of libun. Masha'ein kein. When you're dealing with teeth, when you're dealing with dirt on your shirt, when you remove that dirt, you have not done the malach of libun in the legamri. Why? Because you're still going to be left with a stain underneath. And therefore, it is definitely not the daraisa of the libun unless you're going to use water there. If you put water there to help remove the stain, then you're getting to the malacha daraisa of libun. And we're going to get to this very much halacha lemaisa later on. You see this chiluk between when you're completely removing the stain or you're not completely removing the stain in halacha. So we've answered the kushya of Rabbi Akiva here and Rashi. We still have the fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the sugya and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amah Aleph between shaking off the dew or shaking off the dust from your talus on Shabbos. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, we open up in Siman Shin Beis Sif Aleph Dinei Nikui V'Kibol B'Gadim B'Shabbos. He says in Sif Aleph Haminayir Talus Chadasha Shchora Mina Tal Shaleha. We stop over there. When you shake out your talus, your new talus, your black talus, from the towel, from the dew that is on it, chayev nikuda. And that is what the Mechaber Basin's like. He is passing like Shitas Tosos, just by removing the shaking out the dew. Just shaking out the water, that in itself is the malacha of the night. That gives it a shine, that gives it a nice new look to it. When you brush off the dew that is on your talus, and it's on the talus, it doesn't look so good. Therefore, by brushing it off, that is the malacha of libun on Shabbos, but removing the dust that's on it, that lechora is not the malacha on Shabbos. That is how the mechaber paskins. The Rama goes on, and he says he points out a very important thing: the kol shekein she'asr l'nayir beged she'nashar b'mayim o she'yardu alav yushamim. The whole sugi over there, according to Tosas, that's talking about dew. You have a little bit of dew that's sitting on top of your jacket. Even to shake that out is a malach. But he's saying further, if your jacket is full with water, or there's a lot of dew that now entered into the begad and is really, really absorbed into the begad, to shake that out and to squeeze that on Shabbos, that's a separate malach. That is the malach of schita. It's also some part of libun that we'll see later on. Schita mitam libun, that would for sure be the malach that everyone would agree on. That is aser legamri. And Sifkat and Gimel Mishnah Berurah points out, ubezein chilek bein shachar l'shar tzivonim mikol b'tal. Then we don't even have a difference between kopin, not kopin, tal, new and old, black and light colored. And that is aser v'yesh bazat mishum schita. That is vadly going to be aser when you're dealing with a chashash schita. But we're only dealing with the chashash of whitening of libun to make it look fresher from the talits on it. After Tosos, after the Shita Mechaber brings on Shita's Tosos, and that's how he is passing, the Rama goes on after explaining Shita's, the Shita of the Mechaber. He says, Yeshomri. Yeshomri to Osir Linayer Beged Mina Avak Shalav Imakbet Alav Vitov Lochosh Lidvarov. Afterwards, he brings down Shita's Rashi in a Yesh Omrim, and when the Rama is just bringing out Yesh Omrim, that is normally how we're paskening. And especially, he says over here, Vitov Lochosh Lidvarov. He says in Shita's Rashi, if you just have dust, and you want to shake out that dust from your jacket on Shabbos, it sounds like you should be Machmer, the Rama says. You should be Machmer. And the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem the Eliyahu Rabba, takes us one step further. Sounds like from the Rama, he's saying it's good to be choshesh for Shita's Rashi. Are we mamish pasling like Shita's Rashi? No, but you should be choshesh for it. However, in Sikon Nivav, he says, Ainli Rabba, Shekatav de Medina yesh eser bazeh, ki harbe rishonim serving Shita's Rashi, like we saw in the Rach, and other rishonim, like the Orzeruah and others, hold also like Shita's Rashi. Therefore, the Rabba says, it's not a chumrah though like Rashi, it's mamish mikar, then you have to be choshesh for Rashi, and therefore, definitely, Ashkenazim should be machmer. Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, in Oz Gimel, does point out, he seems to go with the Rama, that it's only a chumra ba'alma, but it's not mikar din aser. But nevertheless, whether you hold like the Rama or like this Eliyahu Rabba, it is definitely aser, according to Ashkenazim, even to shake out your garment. What about Svardim? So the Svardim in the Chorah, they have Maran HaShulchan Aruch to rely on. It seems like this would be mutter, even without the three conditions that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ben Ish Chai brings down, brought down in the Yalkut Yosef, he says that Sardim also should be Machmer for the Shita of the Rama. However, Kishitaso, like in many places, Ravadia himself, over there in Shin Beis, Halacha Tess, writes that Sardim have the right to rely on Maran HaShulchan Aruch, and therefore he passes Lakula, that one could shake out his talis from the offer on Shabbos, so long as it's not due. If it's due, then it's vaday aser. But if it's only offer, then it would be aser. If it was offer, then it would be mutter to do on Shabbos. So hold on. Okay, do the berachos. It would seem that this machlokas mechaber amah should only apply when we're dealing with a new geged, a black beged, and a beged that one is makbid on. We'll soon see what the gedarim are these things in, but if those categories are not there, we saw beferish in the Gemara, then it is not the malacha of Liban on Shabbos. Okay. What is then the gedarim of these three things to understand when there is an isra or not? So, black, number one, Shmir Shabbos Kilchazar in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Kavav writes Beferish, it doesn't only mean black, any dark colors, navy blue, a dark charcoal gray, maybe. Any dark colors, that also would be considered black. The getter of nu, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. He says, V'chadosha mikri im lo nishtamish ba'adayin harbe. So long as it still has a new look to it, that is still considered chadosh. And the Shart Zion and Sivkar and Aleph writes, unlike other Achronim writes, that once you wash the garment, then it's not considered new anymore. He says no. Even if you wash the garment, but it still has a new look to it, it is still considered new. Why is new and black any worse than old and white? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis explains to us. Shechora, he says, V'chivor, v'singa leisvan ba, v'yatam. V'chadosho v'shchora, when you're dealing with a new and a black garment, minkar hayipui ayidei anir. By shaking out the dirt, or shaking out the dust, or shaking out the dew, by telling the mechaber or a ma, that is more apparent on a new or black garment. If it's new or black, it is more appearable that these things create a bigger shine on these things. Okay, that is the gather of black and new. What about makbid? What is this din of makbid? Well, akpada. If you're makbid, who don't like stains on their clothes? What is this din of akpada? So the end of Sif Katan Gimel Mishnah Berurah. Sorry. End of Sif Katan Beis. And the Sikon Beis and Mishnah Berurah says, "Avim ain darko lahakpid v'lov sholifamim b'li niur mutul l'nar af lechatchila." What is the gather of akpada? The gather of akpada, very importantly, is that you would sometimes also wear this beged. You would go outside wearing this beged, even with this type of stain on the clean on your jacket. If you would also go out wearing this stain on your jacket, so it's not considered so much liban by you brushing it off. It's not such a tikkun to the beged, since anyways you're not so makbid on this. Anyways, so the gedarim akpada, if you would go out in public wearing this clothes, even with the stain, you would be allowed to brush this off on Shabbos, even according to Rashi, by dust or not. If it's not, this would not be the malacha of liban. What if the Shmir of Shabbos Kilchosa asks, if someone would go out normally during the week with such a beged, but on Shabbos he's machmer because of Kavod Shabbos. He himself is not so machmer on his clothes, and he would go out with a little dust on his shirt, a little stain on his shirt. But on Shabbos he wouldn't do such a thing because of Kavod Shabbos. Is this considered machmer or not? Is this considered machmer or not? In Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, in Perek Tadvav, Halacha Kavav, in the same place that we just mentioned before, he says beferish, beged shebederech klal ein balav makbid v'lov shol gam kishenu naki ela she'achshav hu menara b'nei kovad ha-shabbos o b'nei komi or acher dino kedin beged she'ein makbid alav. It has a din of a beged that you're not makbid alav. And in the Tikkunim Miluim, he has a one-liner over there. He says this is Beferush in the Sfas Emes and the in the Tosas Rid, I believe. The Sfas Emes and, sorry, the Piske Rid. And the Piske Rid and the Sfas Emes, and they have a diak from the Gemara itself, that is not, and this is considered not Makpid. That is considered not Makpid, and therefore, depending on yourself, if this is something that you'll be Makpid or not, this would be Mutter or Asr to do on Shabbos. Because we got to go by, we have a lot still to cover. Okay, Okay, that is where we hold off totally on these three things. And if you were dealing with a light-colored beged, an old beged, the whole thing gets thrown out, it would all be mutter to do. However, we have a comment made by the Bir Halacha that basically flips around our sugya and turns things upside down. In Dibra Maskil Aleha, he first brings down, like we just said, from the Magen Avraham, four lines in. He says, two lines from the bottom of the page, he says, he named Lashna Gemara, the Kamar Hu the Kapid, Mashmi Lechora, Dafilu Bechadzi, V'uchmi, Lo Amrinu Mistamu the Kapid Alehem, El Davka B'yadua Shekapid. Even by a black or new garment, we're not going to assume he's going to be makpid. V'chein Bochuk Magen Avraham, it's all, you have to have all three categories. However, on the next column, the next page, after bringing Raya's against what he just says, he says, V'al Korchach, when we said the third category of hakpada, that is only coming to mind when we know for sure the guy is not makpid. If you're dealing with a black or new garment, we have to assume that he's makpid unless you know otherwise. And then he says even more than that. He brings down Rishonim, who also hold like this. He says, "V'chepasti b'sifrei Rishonim matzati b'zat Hashem mishkein muchach midivrayim." The Mashem Magamar v'hu the kapti alayu ain't interact with ma'ir eichad lo kapti. The Abastamei came in the chati v'chumi u'b'daser. Meaning, if you read them with a black or new garment, we're going to assume you are makpid. But then, he, seven more lines down, he says even a greater chiddush. In the middle of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines after it gets wide, he says, "V'efsher od lefiza, d'im yadua shafilu b'chavuri v'sumki, gankein darko l'hachvi shalo shalo nior." If we know this guy would be makpid, even if we're dealing with an old beged, even if we're dealing with a light-colored beged, ye aser gam sham l'nayer v'lo shari agamar al bestama. He says the whole gemara that was talking about new, old, black, light, that's only by a stamdas. Stam will say if it's black or and new, then he's makpid. If it's light colored or old, he's not makpid. But once we know that he's makpid, we throw out everything else and we just look at akpada. If he's makpid, then we're going to say it's usr for him to brush it off. If he's not makpid, then we're going to say it's mutter for him to brush it off. Therefore, everything really is totally on akpada. So we throw out really new, we throw out really old, because we really look at the person. Ask the person if he's makpid or not. If you're makpid, it's mutter. If you're not makpid, if you're makpid, it's aser. If you're not makpid, then it would be mutter to brush it off. That's the chiddush of the Bir Halacha, and that is how we paskin halacha lemaisa, therefore really throwing away the first two conditions that we mentioned before out of the window. Now, the Ramah, in the end, after bringing down Shitas Rashi and saying to Tov Lachosh L'Dvarav, he brings down a chiddush from the Orza Ruah. And he says that our whole Lamaisa din over here, Manar Talisa B'Shabbos, was all talking about things that were embedded into the fabric on Shabbos. But if you have something laying on top of the fabric, let's say you have a thread on top of your tablet, or the example he brings down here, a feather that's sitting on top of your beged, even if you would be makpid on it, and you would never go out like that in public, it is mutter to take it off on Shabbos. That's not libun, since it was not really in the fabric of the vines. Aval mutter, the Ramah says, lahasir anotzot mina beged be Shabbos. That is mutter to do. Look at Rashi and Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Zayin. She'ein zedoma lelibun. She'ein anotzot tchuvim betochel kumo ma'im be'afar. Because the feather is not inside the beged like the ma'im or the afar. And therefore, this is mutter to do on Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha takes us one step further. The Bir Halacha, you have to go all the way back to the first Bir Halacha in Sif Aleph. Dibor Masro Mina Tal Shalel. Based on this Ramah, he says, the Nirali, the Ima Daina Shalag, what if you have snow, a snowflake on your beged? Ima Daina Shalag Lo Names Klal, if it's not melted into the fabric of your garment yet, mutter, it's mutter to shake off your snowflake, Duhu Ke'ein Notzot. Because it's just like a feather that's sitting on your clothes. Just one thing over here you have to be very careful with, that it really is truly only on top of the Beged. If it's been there for a couple of seconds already, then it could have already started to melt inside your Beged. Once it's melted inside your Beged, then it'll be the same thing as towel, and you have problems with schlito also, and not to get off. But if you know it just landed on your jacket a second ago, you'll be allowed to wipe it off gently from your jacket to get it off your jacket on Shabbos. One other shiloh over here in the Bir Halacha is what happens if you dear dear Masav Husha Makbid, and we dealt with the shiloh in Hilchos Borer by the Brita filter. By dealing with the filter, what happens if one guy's Makbid and his friend is not Makbid? Could the friend wipe off for the other guy? Look inside, or vice versa. He says, "Ruv Makbid, Husha Makbid, Hatan Daizeh Mikri Yipuvi Abeged." What if a friend wants to wipe off for his friend? Reuben has a jacket that has some dust on it. Shimon sees this. Shimon would never walk out with a jacket in public like this on Shabbos. So therefore Shimon is Makbid. But Reuben is not so Makbid. Could Shimon also brush off the jacket or shake out the jacket lightly for Reuben? So he says, L'chori yesh la'achmer came into l'manahir avi yipui, since the person who's doing the action, it is yipui for him, v'osa malacha. Therefore it should be also. But then he says, v'yesh litchos, but one could be docha. Just like we would have thought, the two sides to the svar of the shayla to begin with. So he brings the other side. Kaven da beged enu mityapel l'bala beged. Since Reuven, the bala beged, it's not any tikkun for him because he's not makbid. Lo chashiva malacha. Therefore, Shimon wiping it off is not considered a malacha. V'esher dezeh ya maisa b'kum to the Rav Yossi. He says, maybe, Lord, this was the actual maisa of kum to the Rav Yossi, and that's why paskin, that's why over there it was l'kula. So the Bir Halacha L'maisa has a suffix over here. He brings down both sides to the suffix, whether you go after the Bala Beged or you go back after the person who's doing the action of wiping off. L'maisa, and back in Hilchos Borer, we also brought this down, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchza, and Perek Gimel, Ha'ara Kuf Nun, he brings down from the Shabbos and Shuvos Maram, Shuv Maram, he brings over there the Maram was Mekel. Was Shmir Shabbos passing like that? I'm not telling you he was passing that. He brings down the Shita, who is Machriya, the Suffolk. So there is what to rely on in this Suffolk. But remember, it's again, as we said before, this is only a heter to shake lightly or to rub lightly. To whack the bag and to really get it off in a strong fashion, that, according to Shlomo Zalman, is going to be usur anyways, because they're for sure they were there. If you're doing it a hard smack to get it off, that is showing you're very makbid, and you really care to really get it out of your beged as much as possible. The Orach HaShavas does point out, I believe the obvious, but since I've heard other people say differently, I believe this is pshat, and the Orach HaShavas says this is befeirish. He says, this is all assuming that I, the Bala Beged, is really not makbid, or one of the parties is not makbid. But if both parties are really makbid, you can't say, well, Reuven, the Baal Beged, is makbid. Shimon, the guy who wants to say, I am also makbid. But Shimon says, I'm only makbid on my own clothes. But to wipe off Reuven's, because I don't care that Reuven goes out with stains, so on his Beged, I'm not really makbid. That, we don't say such a cool like that, to say that you don't go after your friend's Beged. Certainly, we have such a svara in Halacha, but like Psigresh Lo Nichole, when you're dealing with other people's things, it's not considered a tikkun. But over here, the Orach HaShavas says beferish and Yud Gimel lamed hey, to brush off your friend's jacket would be usur in this case. Lagami, since both are makbid in this case, fine. Now that's by dust. That is by dust. Minayar Taliso. Moving on to the sugya and Kuf Mem Zayin that we mentioned already. What about now more tit, more dirt aspects? So the Gemara over there on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says over there, Amar Rav Kahana teach Shal Gavi B'Gadu Mekasko B'Bifnim Ve'im Mekasim Milchutz. If you have dirt on your beged, you're allowed to take, you put your finger on the inside of the beged, and you could sort of rub now the beged together to get off the dirt off your beged Mifnim Ve'im Mekasko B'Bifnim. But you take two parts of the beged and rub them together to get off the stain. That would be usur to do on Shabbos. We see over it's only an issur d'rabbanan, as Rashi says, because you really, the normal way to get it off the stain would be with water. And since it's not with water over here, it's only nirukim alabain. And since it's nirukim alabain, then it is Asim midrabbanan. But if you do it with yishinui, you do it yishinui by doing bilifnim, or as the Gemara goes on to say in the Mesei, Mesei teach al gavi binalo megardo begavasakin. V'sha'al bigdon, if it's on your clothes, megardo b'tziporin, b'shalo yikaske. So he mentioned another shinui would be to scratch it off with your fingernail. That would also be some type of shinui to get off this dirt from your clothing. So, we've already know the teretz to what I'm about to say, but let's understand this first. We understand earlier that this would be understandable according to Shitas Tosos. Let's work back. According to Shitas Tosos, who held that without water, there is no Isser of Libun. That's understood, this Gemara over here. It's only dealing with an Isser Durabunan, and therefore, with the Shino, you can take it off. And therefore, it's only near Kilibun, as the Meiri says, Beferish in Dimamasal Tit over here, the Meiri writes, it's only a Sugya of near Kilibun. But according to Rashi, that holds, it's an Isser Duraisa Menar Taliso. What is the heter over here? If it's not, what's the heter over here? Correct? So we know the answer to this. This is similar to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, the An Rashi himself. But just to flesh this out, this is where the Shaar Tzion is piping in. The Shaar Tzion is piping in. He says, this sugya over here, and this is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah throughout Halacha Zayin over here in Shin Bei Zayin, the Shaar Tzion once again is in Mem Aleph. He says, the sugi over here on Kuf Mem Aleph is talking about when you rub off the dirt, but there's still left over a stain after you remove this dirt. And therefore, it's only Libun Durabonon. And you need water to remove it to make it Libun Daraisa. But so long. But if you would mamish remove the stain legamre, and there'd be nothing left on your shirt, and a chanami, that would at least be an Isser Durabonon of Libun, if not an Isser Daraisa. And therefore, throughout the Mishnah Berurah, over here, he's constantly talking about there has to be left a stain with, and that's why over here in Mishnah Berurah, Kuf, in Shin Beis, Sif Katan, Lamed Vav, I believe. Yeah, he brings down a Taz. In Lamed Vav, he says, Katav a Taz, nearly. We'll get to that soon. If you just have something, a little stain left of dirt that was left behind on your beged, and you scrape it off to get rid of the maris, therefore there's no more stain whatsoever, and therefore, if you have a little of tzoa on your baggit, or any other dirt in your baggit, and you completely remove it, says the Taz, that is mutter to do on Shabbos. All you did was remove it, just like the Gemara and seemingly Yaakov Melav says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Over here, if your mamash removing the stain legamre, that's like kavana liyapos a beged legamre ulitzachzicho to make it clean legamre. And therefore, it would be just like malavin. It would be kimalavin, at least in iser derabban alivun. Therefore, we see the Mishnah Berurah shita legamre is any time you completely remove a stain of Shabbos, that is never going to be mutter. Only to remove the top layer and to leave over a little bit of spot there, that is when it is going to be mutter, and that's what's coming out of here, the Gemara. Okay, let's just read the Shulchan Aruch inside that we haven't seen yet. It says, Titchal Bigdo, if you have tit on your clothing, Mishasho Bifnim, you could take off from inside, that's what it said, Dilomucham Yosel is Chasuzi Lamabin, because it doesn't like you're doing a mice of Malabin. Avalo Bechutz, but not to do a Bechutz, the Dome Limilabin, because that is similar to the Malach of Libun. And also, Megaro bit Tziporin. You could also take it off with your fingernail. That would also be Heter Gamo. Okay? Without getting to the Nag, not to make things too misabach, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alacha back on Sif Aleph also, Dibra Masl Yesh Omrim de Asr Lenayr. In the end of page Pei Vav, we're not going to get into it right now, but just basically, Bekitzer, based on the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, he learns out also that the sheet of the Mechaber, and therefore the sheet for the Svardim also is, if your Kavana is completely to cleanse your Begin and to completely remove the stain, Eina Chanami would also be Asr according to the Svardim. And also we call also according to the Svarim, he's learning out from the Mechaber even without water. Says, therefore, since Sif Hay over there, when you're talking about the Sudar, of rubbing the Sudar together to cleanse the Sudar, he says over there, that's not talking, it's talking about a case without water. And therefore, and the Mechaber says it's also over there, he says the reason being over there is since you're completely cleansing it, it's going to be a Tikkun Legamri over there, therefore, even without water, it would be Aser. It's a big Chiddush. It does not seem like the Tazha like that, and others take offense on this Biralacha, but that's what seems like is that the Shita, at least of the Mishnah Berurah learning out. The Nazi Rav Avadya argued on this Mishnah Berurah. It could be that he does another place in Yaakov Yosef. He didn't see that he brought down this Mishnah Berurah. He did not seem to argue on it. Therefore, even for Svardim, if your Kavan is Mamish to cleanse it, it's going to completely remove the stain. It seems like also for them, it would be Aser. Okay. No, no, it's not. When you take off the top layer of dirt, since there's going to be a stain underneath, that's not completely cleansing it. You're taking off the top layer, since it's one, but then once it's going to be stuff to stain over, you didn't do anything, it's not even look like malami. Since it's going to be stain left over there, there is not a problem over there whatsoever. Also, Shulma Zalman Orbach also, as I said before, if you're going to rub hard on the dust, even by the Menayer Taliso, it's going to be also, you're rubbing hard. So, Halach Lamaisa, we learn over here in Siv Zion, is that when one has dirt on his shirt, he may remove it, providing it does so without direct rubbing. You can't rub it with two things together, with the two pieces of the shirt together on the outside, because that's never become a lobbing. But if you're doing indirectly, you're doing it bifnim, or with your tziporen, with your fingernail, that would be mutter to do. That would be mutter to do. And that's what comes out over here of this sugya. So halacha lemaisa, when you're dealing with dust, when you're dealing with dust and shaking out your talus, one is allowed to shake out his talus slightly if he's a person who's not normally makbid. If he's a person who's makbid, that is going to be also, it's going to be chayiv according to Rashi because he's cleaning his shirt. Okay, if it's going to be do, then even everyone would agree that would be aser. Seemingly, that would be some type of tikkun to the beged. And we're dealing with a stain on your shirt. A stain on your shirt of dirt. Let's see, we'll get to ochel in a second. Then, also, if you can mutter to remove, but only through a shinui, and only if a small stain would be left over after removing the dirt. The last thing over here in the sugya, last thing is a very important shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz brought down in the tour. The tour brings down the shita of Rabbeinu Peretz over here in Shin Bei Zion. He says over here, after this whole sugya, the Gevara says that if you have dirt on your clothes, you're allowed to wipe it off with your fingernail or mibifnim. He says, Rabbeinu Peretz, hevi, it's really supposed to be tosos, not tosefto, hevi tosos, Hani mili lach. That's only by wet dirt. To remove wet dirt, that is going to be fine. Aval yavish, if the dirt is hardened, havi tochein af al gav davi malachashin etzich lagufa asem vidrabon. If you have hard, dry dirt, and you rub it with your fingernail, it will crumble and fall to the ground. That is the malacha tochein. Oh, you'll tell me it's a malachashin etzich lagufa. You're just trying to remove it from your shirt. You don't care about knocking into smaller pieces, so in a chanami, that's considered, that's why it's a malacha shein etzrich legufa, but still, it will be aser midrabbana. So that is the shita Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore, he has a big chiddush over here. And when it says, titshal begabi begadav, that's only tit lach, but it's tit yavesh, then we have a problem of tochein. And that is what we brought us to, and when we did in the malacha of tochein, brought us to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Once again, Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha was what? Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha was, how could you say Rabbeinu Peretz? This is a problem of tochein. We have the concept of ein tochein achar tochein. Ein tochein achar tochein. Dirt has already been crumbled and comes back together, and now you're re-crumbling it again. This should be malacha. This should be ein tochein achar tochein. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. And we answered just like we saw over there with Mechalik between food and non-food items, or like the Chazon Ish, between when you reform something, when a person puts something back together, halachically it's not really putting back together, therefore ain't tochein achar tochein. But when nature puts something together, like by dirt, that is the malacha of tochein achar tochein, and it's the malacha of tochein, even though it seemingly is tochein achar tochein, we would still say it is usher, and that's how we answered up Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha over there in Hilchos Tochein, and that's how we're going to answer it over here. Awesome. So this chilik that we made in Rabbi Akiva Eger, between
the food and non-food items, the kushi of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is going to be very significant over here by our question that we're dealing with. Because the chor, then we could say that the whole question over here in Rabbeinu Peretz is only dealing with when we're dealing with when a dirt stain falls on your shirt. Then we're going to have a chashash, possible tochein, over here to take it off with your fingernail on Shabbos. We'll soon see later if we really matter for this Rabbeinu Peretz. But that's the shot. But over here, if a cornflake falls on your, a dried up cornflake falls on your shirt, or a little chillin falls on your shirt, or anything else, food stain falls on your shirt, and you're gonna come to passively rub it off with your fingernail that's already been something that's been already nitchan once before, and you wanna scratch it off if it's something that has already been tochen one time before, we say ein tochen achar teich tochen when it deals with food. And over here, you would not have such a chashash of Rabbeinu Peretz if we're dealing with food items that have been done beforehand, and therefore only dealing with the whole shaila over here is only talking about when you're dealing with a dirt stain that is on your shirt. So we're left with this chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz. The question is, do we paskin like the chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz? It seems like it should be, as the Yalki Yosef points out over here in Simon Shin Beis, that seemingly, since the other Rishonim don't really mention this, they don't talk about this chiluk between Tit Lach and Tit Yavish, they seem like they might not hold of the chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz. That would make sense. Not only that, the Beis Yosef itself seems to bring down a shita that holds not like this. In Sif Ches, in Shin Beis, in Sif Ches, he says, V'katav HaKolbo, V'hani mili v'tit yovish, l'fi sh'aminal mitkan b'grir so, avati la'av agarin l'fi sh'ein bo tikin m'kach ay kan l'shono. He says, l'fi divir Rabbeinu Peretz, asa l'gar t'it yovish m'al begit, k'tani v'tit yovish al gibim m'garu b'tzivar t'in lach, hu inkein reisha d'tani t'it shal gibim al m'garu v'gav v'sakin, b'lach namihi. Anyways, he brings down the machlokas between the Kolbo and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Aruch HaShulchan says it much more strongly than the Beis Yosef just said it. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shin Beis, Os Yud Beis, in the middle over there, he says, nope, not over there. I'm sorry. Look at, if you look in the Bir Halacha also seems to point out that many disagree. He writes in Sif Ches, the Bir Halacha in Sif Ches, on page Pei Ches, second line in on page Peiches in the Bir Halacha, in the first Dibur over there. He says, "Aval kol ikar dinu shel Rabbeinu Peretz lo brira kol kach." This whole din of Rabbeinu Peretz is not so pashut. V'lo hayvu b'shulchan aruch rak b'shem yeshorim. We'll soon see the shulchan aruch only brings it down b'shem yeshorim. U'l'shar poskim esher this firlu gan ken ka kolbo. Maybe the other shittas also hold like this kolbo that hold that there is no problem of tochein over here, and therefore it is not so pashut that we pasul like this Rabbeinu Peretz. However, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just mentioned before, does bring it down. He says in the end of Sizayin, V'yesh meforshim nahani mililach. Aval yavish asar dahavi tochein. Once again, we could claim though, that this is only brought down in the Yesh meforshim. Yesh meforshim could say that Bastami was trying to say that the Stam and Yesh Omri, and therefore really he's not passing the Rabbeinu Peretz. He's not holding the Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore it would be Mutter Lagamri, even if you're talking about Tit Yavish. And this is what Rav Avadia points out explicitly. Rav Avadia Bartani Yalki Yosef brings down over here that this is only according to Yesh Omrim, but according to the Stam over here, he's passing Lakula over here, not like Rabbeinu Peretz. However, the Bir Halacha, even though over here in this Bir Halacha, he seems to say that Rabbeinu Peretz is sort of a suffix. It's not so clear that he passing like this. Nevertheless, afterwards, he does paskin like this. And see Vav in Dibur Masu O Al Minolav on page Pei Zayin O Al Minolav at the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom of the page, he says Ach Lechatchila Nochol Nizayir Betit Yofesh Mitam Acher. He's talking about a sugi we'll soon see about taking off dirt from shoes on Shabbos. He says if it's Tit Yofesh, you have to be careful. V'hu ha'yesh omrim shebesiv zayin d'yesh bo chashash tochen. You have to be careful of the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says. So it seems like over there in Sivav, even though in Siv Zayin he says, it's not so clear, we do pass like this. Over here, clearly the Bir Halacha says, one should be choshesh for the shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. Therefore, in the most modern day Halacha Sfarim, they do bring down the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Peretz, that when you're taking off, teach Shalbabi B'gadav, it's only by Lach, but by Yavesh, then you're going to have the Isser of Tochei Midra Bonin. And therefore, it seems like it would be a good thing to be choshesh for. However, and this will end over here, with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Shmir Shkavis Kilchasa, Per Tezvav, Ha'ara Tzadi Ches. He writes, very importantly, V'shamati Mer Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Asr Mishum Tochein, that which the Asr Mishum Tochein, Hainu Davkim Barur Sheyavoli Deyeser Tochein. This is only the case if we're dealing if it's going to be a psik reisha. If it's going to be a psik reisha, then you're going to have a problem when you're scratching out the dirt and it's going to, you know for sure it's going to crumble. Then that's where we're going to be choshish for Rabbeinu Peretz. Halav hochi hu begeder davar sheinu miskavin the sharin, and then it'll be a davar sheinu miskavin and it'll be not psik reisha over here. And if it's not psik reisha, if you can take it off with one full blow and it's all going to come off together, then vadeh, it is going to be mutter. And I was thinking that was maybe another reason, legamrei, why the Svardim might have another reason to be mekel. Because even if you say it is a psik reisha, we said before this is a psik reisha on an Isser D'Rabbanan only. This is only a Isser D'Rabbanan, at worst it's a psik reisha on an Isser D'Rabbanan. Therefore, psik reisha, this is the Rabbanan, we saw earlier on, that Svardim have the mechaber to rely on. No, it's not nichol. Chas v'shalom is a nichol. The tochin is not nichole. The libun is nichole. Over here, taking off the tochin shabo, you could care less whether you're taking off in one fell swoop. You'd be much happier to take it off in one fell swoop. Sometimes it can't. You have to keep on scratching and it'll be tochin. But over here, the tochin shabo is for sure not nichole, and therefore it's segregation on a dirabonon. And that's why it could be that the Masardim with Mekel Lagamre, Ashkenazim should be Macher, it's for sure a Psik Reisha. But as Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if it's not going to be Psik Reisha, it is going to be Heter Gomor Ad Kan.